95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer. I'm in the big chair once again on WBCK for another week of the Coach's Corner for the boys' basketball season. Coming to you live from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than 60 years, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports. And we will continue to do that as we look ahead to another week of the high school basketball season with our first coach of the morning. But first, here is the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. It was a full week of district tournament basketball for the city teams. It all started on Monday with a couple of district openers at Lakeview High School. They hosted the Division I district. Lakeview defeated Gull Lake 54-39. And then Battle Creek Central saw its season come to an end with a 49-37 loss to Sturgis. The action moved to Wednesday for district semifinals. And in a big city matchup, Harbor Creek defeated Penfield down at Three Rivers in Division II district, 47-41. Back in Division I at Lakeview, Lakeview beat Coldwater in a four-overtime thriller, 79-77. And St. Phil kept its season going with a win at home against Calvin Christian, 64-25. So that pushed us to Friday with three city teams involved in district championship games, a big night in the tournament. And Lakeview came away the big winner with an 87-67 victory over Lloyd Norris as the Spartans won back-to-back district championships for the first time since 1979. Unfortunately, Harper Creek saw its tournament run end in Division II with a 58-49 loss to Marshall down in Three Rivers. Marshall wins the district title and moves on. They'll play in a regional at Harper Creek next Tuesday. And St. Philip lost its Division IV district final to rival Bellevue, 68-55. And Bellevue moves on to play down at Wyoming Trinity Christian in the regionals next Tuesday. We will be back with our first coach of the morning after this break on Coach's Corner on 95.3 FM WBCK.
Tom.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our first coach of the morning, Coach Matt Bowling of the Harper Creek Beavers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
Hey, it's a big week in district tournament basketball around here, but before we get to that, we can go back a little bit. Since the last time we talked to you live, a lot has happened for Harper Creek. We weren't able to chat live last Saturday because you had the league meetings last Saturday morning, but some big events on that Friday night before that. You guys won your Interstate 8 Conference championship, and boy, I bet that was a lot of fun last Friday. Yeah,
that was. That was an enjoyable Friday night. Tough game. I mean, we jumped out on them early and did a nice job, and they ran it back. We were up 1.5, and it was a battle there for a half, and then we made a run in the third quarter and kind of got some breathing room and put that thing away. But it was real good. Nice for those kids and nice for all of us to say we were champions, and great to win the league. It'd been a while.
Yeah, we're talking about district tournaments this week, and district tournament crowns of you won your share there at Harper Creek as well. But league championships are something we talked about last week, where they don't come around as much. It's a grind. It's a marathon during the season, and you really have to be on your game all year long as opposed to just getting out for 1 week. And it was the first league title for Harper Creek since 2006-2007 seasons. And I know the kids with your senior group, that was something you guys kind of looked forward to. And it's also, almost kind of a relief for yourself as a coach a little bit, right?
Yeah. We had an opportunity about 10 years ago and let that go on the last league game of the year against Lumen. So kind of redeemed ourselves. And, yes, it was nice to get that done. And and how we did it. And the kids battled all year round, and it was great. I'm so proud of the guys, especially when we don't have a lot of size. Right. Basically did it with a lot of guards, a lot of wings. So that was even better yet.
Yeah, a lot of hustle, a lot of grit with you guys. And So then we moved into district basketball this week, and you didn't start slow because right away on a Wednesday in a district semifinal, you had to play the team that you shared that Interstate 8 conference title with in Penfield. And a big matchup between the two teams where it had split during the regular season, and you came out ahead and beat Penfield 47-41 in a district semifinal game that that had to feel real good because it gave you a chance for a district title on Friday, but also gave you a chance to knock off a city rival and then move forward.
Yeah, that set the table for Friday night and what we were hoping to accomplish. And kids came out and hit some shots early, and we did enough to hold on. And our defensive pressure was outstanding that night. And most of the evening, I think, we pushed Penfield, starting their offense way out further than they probably would have liked to, and pressured them very well. And we definitely held them down from behind the arc and did a good job there. Very pleased with how the kids played that evening.
Dylan Eversall had 14 points for you. He got hot early in the three-point line and knocked down a couple triples there. Braden Bess had 10. Davion Roy had 9. And like you had said, the defensive effort was the whole key to that. You kind of, all year long, you kind of pick your spots on who you want to shut down a little bit, and you're able to do that against Penfield, taking a couple people away who have been scoring all year long for them and making them a little bit more one-dimensional than they want to be. Talk about how that was a key to that win on Wednesday.
Well, we've thought the whole time that we matched up better with them on the perimeter than in the inside. So, I mean, we just kind of – and we, you know, go back to the game we lost. They scored late inside, and we wanted to take that away as much as we could. But we couldn't do it inside. We had to take it away from the perimeter, not let it get to the inside as much as we could. So that was kind of the thinking, and we thought we matched up real well out there, and that was our advantage. And then we went back and watched some film from the last time we played, and we kind of took our foot off the gas a little bit in the second half with our pressure. So we just made sure that didn't happen this time. And took that away. And, you know, in a pressure situation like a district where it's one and done, you don't see a couple go down early, it can be tough. And I think that's what happened to them as well.
And the kids also talked about a little bit after that game that it really still kind of stung a little bit that they lost on a last-second shot against Penfield the last time you guys played them. So a little chip on the shoulders for that and a little extra energy, and not that you need it in districts, but that can always help when you're talking about teenage kids, and I think that helped a little bit that night.
Yeah, we watched film, and we made sure we watched the very end and the celebration afterwards, which made sure we wanted to put a little salt in our wounds heading into that, too. So, you know, a little extra motivation there didn't hurt.
So that moved you ahead to Friday night, and you were back down in Three Rivers, and you played the third team that had tied for the Interstate 8 Conference title, along with you and Penfield. It was in Marshall. You guys are a three-way tie for the championship there, and another team that you had split with during the regular season. And this was the kind of the rubber match, as it were, and Marshall came away with a 58-49 win in this district title game. And the idea that it was close most of the way and close down the stretch, but you just really couldn't get over the hump there in the fourth quarter.
No, we couldn't. We led by one at the break. We had a pretty good first half. We held them down defensively, which we needed to do. I mean, if you look back at the year, playing Marshall specifically, they beat us, and we got a lot better offensively. And then the second time we played, we beat them, and we took two of their guys away. And I think they got a lot better after that loss and became a lot more balanced scoring. And we'd followed them and scouted them a little bit heading into tonight, and there was into last night, and there was more balance. So it was much harder for us to take away just two guys as we pushed them to get better. And they got us on the glass during their run, and they kind of got us on the first half on the glass too, giving them a few too many extras, and we had to hit shots. And we didn't hit as many shots, but I'll credit them to that because of their adjustment. They helped a lot less, and because they're longer and athletic in those spots, they were able to play us more one-on-one going to the basket and forced us to do that more often, and we struggled finishing over the top while they helped less, so left a lot less of those kick-out threes available for us. And we had to finish over the top of them, and we just didn't do it on a consistent basis enough last night to get the job done. So credit to them there. Like I said, I think we pushed them to improve. They pushed us to improve, and we had to hit shots, and we had to rebound to win last night. And those two things, they were the better team and got us on that last night.
Yeah, Coach Miller told me that last night, that exact thing, that he said that when you guys beat them the second time, that really put a fire underneath them. They felt like they could have or should have played better that night and wanted to play better going forward and knew that they had to play better to beat you guys if you were ever to meet again. So they talked about playing better ever since that loss, and that gave them some energy the rest of the season and allowed them to climb back in the league race, which they did, and then allowed them to get a win over you guys last night. Austin Miller, they're one of their big guys inside at 21 points and 7 rebounds. Clark Irwin at 15 points. Austin Burns had 12. Harper Creek for you guys, Traquan Cotton had another big game for you, 16 points. You guys end the season at 18-6. And you and I discussed this a little bit last night. It's no fun to lose a district game and a new district championship game especially, but you look back at the season you guys had, and you got to be appreciative of a league title, a nice win with the seniors, and a real nice season to remember.
Right? Excuse me, yes. Very proud of how we played. Very proud of our kids. Effort was never an issue all year long. And we told them kind of from the start, when you don't make us coach effort, we can do a lot of good things. And we didn't have to coach effort all year long. And very proud of them. And then the chemistry those kids had and how they shared the ball and played well together and how they took turns. Just, you know, no one was selfish. And that wasn't just from our kids, from our parents too. They had a very good team-oriented attitude. And very just a fun year. Great bunch of guys. And to be able to hang a banner or hang some numbers on a banner, say we were champions, that's gonna go a long way. When the dust settles and this kind of goes away, the sting, we'll all look back with some great memories for this.
We'll talk a little bit more about that next week in our final Coach's Corner show of the year next Saturday, and we'll have a chance to talk about the whole year in review with you, Coach, and we'll talk about a league championship for the Beavers and a nice season to remember. Thanks for coming this morning, Coach.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle of Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Robbie Hatton of the Penfield Panthers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You bet. The last time we chatted, we weren't able to chat last Saturday morning live because you had your coaches' league meeting that morning. So a lot has happened since then, and a lot of fun happened for Penfield. Penfield was able to clinch a league title last Friday night, and we didn't get to chat about that on the radio here. And that was a fun night for Penfield. You were able to clinch it at home and cut down the nets. And talk about that feeling of getting a league title going, as you told me that night, from worst to first. You guys were in last place in the Interstate 8 Conference last year, and you came back and won the league title this year. Real credit to how you guys came together as a team.
Yeah, kind of our motto this year was WTF, and a lot of people know what that acronym stands for, but for us it was worst to first. And, you know, it was kind of a goal we had all year. You know, we said all year that our kids, you know, we got to set some goals right away, and the number one goal we had was winning a league title. You know, we thought all year that, you know, we had the talent to do it. It's just, you know, can we put it all together? And, you know, fortunately we did at the end. You know, first time through we had 2 losses. The second time through we only had 1 loss. So, you know, we were able to you know, have that goal and accomplish it. And doing it at home was even better, in front of our crowd. You know, it was a nice thing for us. You know, we'd only lost one game at home all year. You know, we had great support from our students that last game. And, you know, it was a really big one for us.
In that game specifically, another kind of how you guys have won games all year long. Different people step up when you need to, and hitting big shots when you need to. And Zach Walling had a big game that night, and he's not always your leading scorer, but he has the talent to hit down shots for you when you need him to. And when people are going to leave him open, he's going to do that. And he had a big game for you, and that was good to see, because it makes you guys more dangerous when you have more players that can hurt other teams, and that gives some thought to those other coaches to make sure that they take care of business all the way around, and that makes you guys a little bit better team. And Zach Walling kind of showed that night, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, all season we had talked about, you know, kind of our inside-outside game. You know, everybody knows that Johnny Lake is a dominant post player, and then, you know, Calvin Payson had been our guy, and then, you know, Zach could light it up too. So, you know, Parma in that game, they were doubling Johnny every time he touched the ball, and then they face guarded Calvin. They were leaving Zach wide open, and that they did it the whole game. So Zach had a lot of good looks, and, you know, he finished the game 8 for 11 on threes, which, so he was just shooting lights out that night. You know, it was a good thing. I mean, Zach, you know, he stayed the course all year. You know, I was actually looking at some of his stats because I submitted him for one of the top shooters for B-Camp. And prior to Christmas break, he was shooting 16%. And then from January 3rd through the end of the year, he finished the year 67% from beyond the arc. So, you know, he started taking better shots and in rhythm. And, you know, it just second half of the season, he really lit it up for us. And the big one was, again, the Parma game. You know, Zach doesn't have that game. I don't know if we win that game.
So that gave you that league championship, first time in a couple of years, and that worst-to-first finish for Penfield, and that moved you forward to district tournament play, and you're hoping for a little bit of momentum. Then you played Harbor Creek in district semifinal on Wednesday down in Three Rivers, and it was a matchup between two teams, Harbor Creek and Penfield. You guys split during the regular season and also shared the conference title. And in that game, you guys came up on the short end 47-41, and it was about Harbor Creek kind of getting hot early and then holding on as you guys kind of try to make a run there, and not getting all the shots from all the different places that you had gotten kind of used to during the regular season, and then not getting exactly what you wanted to all the time. Is that kind of how it went?
Yeah, I mean, realistically, you know, I'm looking at, you know, I went back and watched the tape, and you know, for us to only lose that game by 6 shows how hard our kids played. You know, this season we shot 41% from beyond the arc, and we were 2 of 29 against Harper Creek. And it wasn't we were getting bad shots. It's not like we were getting contested shots. We were getting some wide open looks, and it just wasn't our night. And sometimes in basketball you have those. You know, obviously we picked probably the worst time to have that kind of game. You know, but that doesn't take anything away from our shooters. It wasn't our night. You know, we weren't, like I said, you know, it's not like we were getting, you know, looks that we were forcing it or anything like that. It just, we couldn't get the bucket, the ball to go in the bucket. And, you know, we got a little bit away from our game plan a little bit. You know, our plan was to feed Johnny and Brevin all night. I mean, they combined for 33 points, but I felt like we could have got it in there a little bit more at times. But you know what? You know, something we can learn from this offseason, digest, you know, we've got to learn a lot about time score situation, you know, when we want to do certain things, when do we want to, you know, take a big three, when do we want to try to dunk, when do we want to try, we got to understand time score situation, and that's something that we're going to learn this year. You know, it's putting ourselves in that kind of situation where we had a league title and, you know, we had a goal of winning a district, and obviously we fell short of that one, but you know what, we had a lot to celebrate. And time, score, situation, and understanding a lot of those things are going to be key to our off-season growth.
Yeah, talking about being a little bit cold on the worst night, you guys only had 15 points at halftime, trailing 27-15. The fourth quarter, you climbed within 7 points and had a little bit of momentum, and then came up short on a fast break, like you were talking about there, and then that gave Harbor Creek a chance to regain the momentum themselves and hold on, and yes, you mentioned that that left you guys a little bit short in the district semifinal, but nothing to hang your heads about. Johnny Lake did have 20 points for you. Revan Bailey had 13. You guys end the regular season at 18-5, and a conference title, and a lot of good memories for this senior group, and then a lot to look forward to, a strong junior class going forward.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. You know, I told my seniors in the locker room, and I thanked them, you know, we have a vision of what we want our program to be year in and year out. You know, and winning, you know, 8 to 12 games isn't our vision. You know, we want to be contending for a league title every single year. Every single year we want to, you know, be up there and contending for an I-8 title. And, you know, it's going to take some groundwork, and our seniors really helped continue that. You know, last year and the year before that, Coach Burns did a great job of laying expectations. You know, and our seniors, they took it another level this year with their effort day in and day out, you know. You know, and I'm sure next week we'll talk a little bit about more of the kids, but, you know, just having those seniors lay the groundwork and being, you know, very unselfish, you know, Brevin Bailey and Evan Lampert specifically this year, Brevin maybe had a little bit of a different role. Instead of being more of a scorer, he was being more all of around player. Evan Lampert, you know, he was the epitome of a team player all year. And, you know, those guys really helped lay the foundation of the future success that we're going to have. And I can't thank them enough for that.
And we will talk a little bit more about that next week as we get together for our final Coach's Corner of the season, as we wrap up the season and get to talk about the team and all the highlights for the Penfield Panthers and all the people that kind of helped the program go. And we'll do that again next week. Thanks for joining us this morning, Coach. And thanks. Congrats on a great season. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next coach of the morning, Coach Steve Wickman of Lakeview Spartans. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
I should say coach of the district championship, Lakeview Spartans.
Let's add that in there. That's nice.
That's right.
Thank you.
That'd be fun.
Thank you.
and we'll get to that in a little bit, but we had a long week of district tournament basketball for Lakeview because you guys started early. You started on Monday, and you didn't get one of those byes, so you had to play the extra game on the Monday opener, and you had Gull Lake at your place. And let's talk about getting off to a good start. And, you know, the first one was often the hardest one when you get to district tournament play. You don't know how the kids are going to react, and you get in there, and you have to get that first one before you get to the next one. So that was the game plan on Monday, right?
Yeah, you know, we had beaten Gull Lake twice during the year, and neither game was really close. And so, you know, you got to play that mental game a little bit of, like, you know, are we overconfident? Are we cocky? And I don't think our guys were at all. We talked a lot about that. But Gull Lake did come out strong. They, you know, they had a mission in mind, and I thought we handled it pretty well once we got settled down.
And you got that victory on Monday, and that pushed you forward. That's kind of a, you know, a business meeting for you on Monday, and you got that figured out. And but that's when things got exciting on Wednesday. And who knew how exciting it was going to be when you and Coldwater took the floor. And a regulation and four overtimes later, you came up with a win. Lakeview beat Coldwater 79-77 in four overtimes in a district semifinal game. You add all those words together, that's the definition of a thriller right there.
Yeah, something like that. Thriller or, yeah, it. I mean, in the end, yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome to be able to pull that out. But while it was going on, holy cow, was there a lot of stuff going on. And you know, people have asked me about this, that, and the other. I haven't had time to sit down and rewatch it or anything like that. But all I know is we there was a total team effort that night because we had three guys foul out, two starters and our sixth man all fouled out at some point in overtime. So we had guys on the floor that aren't always on the floor in end game situations, who did a great job. And I was, you know, that I think as a coach, when you can put people in spots and have them produce like that is one of the most gratifying things.
That game ended 52-52 at the end of regulation. And then you guys went through those overtimes, and you talked about how Coldwater had a couple chances in each of those overtimes to kind of put the nail in the coffin for you guys, and then didn't come up with that big shot when they needed to at the very end, and you guys were able to hold on, and then that gave you that extra shot in the fourth overtime to come out ahead. But perseverance, I guess, is the key word there of you guys being able to hold on in some of those overtimes and making sure that you had another quarter to play.
Yeah, perseverance is a great word. Resiliency is another good one because, the ability to bounce back from adversity in that game was insane. I mean, it was just, and I think both teams had chances to win, multiple times. And, the good thing for us is the guys that are seniors this year, for the most part, were involved in the district title game last year. And so I think some of that experience of being in a tight game and being able to make some plays probably helped a lot. I think about Spencer Shotwell, who he's a hot and cold guy, right? Some nights he'll hit three or four threes, and some nights he'll shoot nine and miss them all. But he hit that big three to start the fourth overtime, and I think that was maybe the biggest play to that point in the game of just giving us just a little breathing room, right? And so that was a big play, and he he's a senior who was on our team last year during the title run and didn't play a ton of minutes last year, but has started, I think, almost every game this year and has done some really good things for us, and he had some huge rebounds and stuff in that game too, so I was really proud of him and really happy for him.
LeBron Campbell had 39 points and 4 assists before fouling out in that game over Coldwater. Spencer Shotwell, as you mentioned, had 10, and Pearson Blair had 10. And that victory moved you ahead to face Lloyd Norrix in the district final game on your home floor last night. And you kind of mentioned Spencer Shotwell, but the idea that you guys got off to a fast start last night was huge. And he had a bunch of threes in that first quarter, and LeBron was hot in that first quarter, and you guys got off to a huge start and a huge situation where you needed it. Momentum early in a game like that is big, and you guys had all that momentum in that first quarter.
Yeah, I was very, very pleased with how we started out. Our guys were locked in and focused, and when Bron crosses a guy over and hits a three as one of his first couple shots, you're like, okay, this might be one of those nights for him. And thinking about, we talk about the four overtimes and everything on Wednesday, and oh, by the way, LeBron had 39. It's almost like it's expected at this point, but it's just amazing what he's doing right now. I mean, he kind of just put us on his back a little bit. But last night's start was, we had scored 26 points in the first quarter. That doesn't happen very often, especially for us.
Right.
But I do think, again, that maybe that experience of being in the big game situation last year with some of these guys was really good for us and helped us with a team that hasn't been in that situation in I don't know how long, So it was a great start. I was hoping for that. I was kind of, you don't expect that, but you're hoping, and that catapulted us into a great win.
You guys end up winning 87-67 and got the 20-point lead, but it wasn't as smooth sailing the whole time. You did have that huge start. You're up 16-4 at one point, and you did have the score of the 26 points, and we're up double digits after the first quarter. You went up 33-19 on a three-pointer by Spencer Shotwell, and then you had a 41-24 lead with Campbell had a big shot there and a big lead at halftime, 45-24. Lloyd Norrix came back at you in the third quarter. They started to pressure you a little bit. You weren't able to get in your half court as much as you did in the first half. And a lot of your shots were rushed at that point because you were trying to break their press and then going straight to the basket. So they took that away from you, and then a lot of deflections and then fast breaks for touchdowns a little bit to get you back in the game. And they get them back in the game. They got down to 58-48 to start the fourth quarter. A little nervous time at that point, a little bit for you? Or did you feel like that they're going to have their run and you guys are going to have their run?
Yeah, so they're going to make a run, right? They're prideful kids too, just like every other kid, right? And they're not going to just lay down and let you kick them in the head while they're laying there. So you knew they were going to make a run. I did not like how we handled the third quarter, just from a whole standpoint of We took quick shots. We kept fouling them. I felt like the clock moved like 3 seconds and then stopped and then moved 5 seconds and stopped. And there was never any flow, which is a bad recipe. When you're up by a bunch of points and the other team can score without the clock moving, that's not good for your lead. So going into the fourth, you know, we just kind of had to regroup a little bit and, you know, make a little adjustment on our press break. They were making it really, really tough for LeBron. You know, I mean, they basically sold out and said, you're not going to beat us. We're going to make someone else beat us. And so that's when, you know, we made a little adjustment and we said, Pearson Blair, you bring the ball up and we'll let LeBron relax a little bit. Not really relax, but we'll let him play off the ball a little bit. And that was big, because when we did that, a couple times Pearson just went by his man and went right down the lane and either made layups or got fouled or both. So I think, you know, he maybe was the unsung hero last night as far as guard play and being able to make that adjustment so that, you know, LeBron didn't have three people chasing him around the court.
Right. LeBron had 33 points. Another, you know, oh, by the way, 33 points for LeBron and 6 points. That's right. Braden McGill, who was the biggest guy on the floor last night and showed it. He had 17 points and 12 rebounds and was able to play well in the paint despite a little bit of foul trouble there. Spencer Shotwell had 12. And Jackson Hardy had 9 points, 9 rebounds. And there's another team effort for you and a big victory. And the highlight of that is it's the first time you guys won a back-to-back championship and district title tournament play since 1979. And last year was the first time you won a district title of any kind since 1993. And now it only took you 12 months to win another one. And you can kind of get used to this maybe, right?
Well, I could get used to it, yeah. I don't know if anybody else is going to think that's a great idea for Lakeview. But for us, yeah, we would love to get used to this. I just think the fact that we were able to go back to back is amazing, really, because when you think about the players and athletes that we lost last year from that team, and to be able to come back and run it back and get the trophy back in our trophy case again, is a testament to these seniors right now, who just, they're having fun together. They love being around each other. You know, everything that you, all the cliches that you want to use about teams and stuff, that they're a good team. They're a good group of guys and they're fun to be around. And I'm having a really good time with them. And I hope, you know, hopefully we don't end it soon.
You talked about that fact that this group kind of got that feeling, that good feeling of winning a district title last year and felt and were a part of that. And they wanted that feeling again. And LeBron told me that last night that they wanted a little bit more, and they wanted another win in a district title, and that was the goal all year long. And they also, he's the one that told me you hadn't won two back-to-back since the 70s, and looking up at the banners there, and you could tell that was on his mind. So making history with this group, and what a nice senior group that you guys had, and a nice overall group that to get it done. That's kind of where it comes from, right?
Yeah. And, you know, preseason, LeBron and Jackson and Braden, we named captains, and there was a reason for that, because they're all good people. They all work really hard. Their teammates look up to them, and I think that the three of them have been our backbone all year long. And I think for them to repeat from what they did last year has been really, really special for all of them.
Lakeview moves ahead with the district title to regional play. You're going to go play in Lansing next Tuesday against a familiar foe, Kalamazoo Central, and that'll be exciting for everyone to look forward to and make the trip to Lansing. And then, so next Saturday, we'll talk about that game and wrap up the season in our final Coach's Corner show of the week, of the year. And we'll look forward to that, Coach. Thanks
for
coming
in. Bill, I appreciate you. Thank you.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here with our next Coach of the Morning. We're here with Coach Durant Crown of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Had Valkyrie Central got busy in district play on Monday right away, and you played in the district opener and over at Lakeview in Division 1, and you played a team that you played earlier in the year, real early in the year, Sturgis. and came away with a 49-37 loss. And what Sturgis wanted to do was slow the game down, sit back in their zone defense, and force you guys to kind of make some shots. And that frustrated the Bearcats a little bit in terms of getting your offense going. And so talk about that a little bit and Sturgis' game plan and kind of getting you guys off balance.
Yeah, Bill, like you said, obviously their game plan was to slow the game down, to slow us down. They came out in a 2-3 zone, pretty much stuck with the zone the entire game. And we just weren't able to execute offense against the zone well enough to be able to be successful. I mean, we played them pretty close the first half, but the story of the game was our inability to be able to knock down some shots versus their zone defense.
Yeah, Sturgis came away with a 37-30 win, a low-scoring game all the way around. They led 23-21 at halftime. And then they came out and held you guys to just 4 points in the third quarter and led 34-25. You guys made a little bit of a run in the fourth quarter, but weren't able to get over the hump. Jeremiah Warren had 10 points. Lee Campbell had 9. And you guys end the season at 4-15. A young team, and then terms of that, but getting some glimpses of what we might look for in the future there with some young kids playing late in the season and playing a little bit better for you. And talk about excuse me, what you can kind of learn from this season and as you go move forward.
Well, we're going to hope, first of all, that we get a player or two with a little size. I mean, almost all of our guys are shy of 6 foot, with the exception of Warren. I think we moved up one of our underclassmen, Mylon Nawari, played a little bit for us, and he's got a little size, maybe about 6'2", but he was just a freshman. So we do have young guys. Lee Campbell, we moved up. He's played really, really well for us. Once again, he's another freshman that we allowed to play quarters for us on the varsity, and a couple other young guys that we feel pretty good about that will be moving up for us next year. So, I mean, we feel pretty good that we're moving in a better direction. We have some youngsters that really seem to want to play hard. They're buying into what we're trying to do with them, and so we think that, without a doubt, we will show improvement over the summer and between now and next season. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, we'll talk about the overall season in its entirety when we get back together for our last Coach's Corner show of the week of the season the next weekend on Saturday, and we can wrap up the season that way and talk about the highlights and talk about some of the kids that you are looking forward to coming, having a big summer and playing big for you next year, and then talk about all the kind of people behind the scenes that helped the Valkyrie Central Bearcats program run. So appreciate you coaching, joining us this morning, Coach, and we'll talk more about the whole season all together when we get back together next week on Coach's Corner. Thanks a lot, Coach, for joining us.
Okay, Bill. Thanks. Appreciate what you do.
All right, we'll be back with our final Coach of the Morning here after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Tom. Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Kimber of the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
It's district week this week, and St. Phil came in a district week with a little bit of momentum. Last Friday, you clinched an outright title in the SCAA West Division and enjoyed that championship over the weekend, and then you got into district play. You got a bye, and so you played Wednesday against Calhoun Christian and rolled past Calhoun Christian 64-25. In that game, Jackson Diswick had 19 points, Lincoln Diswick had 15, and Carter Diswick had 14. And that set the tone for the whole week. But getting off to a fast start in district play and seeing you guys play so well the first time out and not having any jitters, that had to be good to see for, from you as a coach, right?
Oh, that was great to see. I mean, obviously, myself personally had a lot on the brain with last year and climax, you know, kind of getting upset there in the playoffs. And so I was a little bit more uneasy. And so getting off to that fast start and, you know, just taking it to them. And we played with a phenomenal amount of intensity that night. And the boys were definitely revved up, ready to go.
And that was a good way to get some momentum going into last night. You guys played a district final game against your old nemesis of Bellevue. You played Bellevue twice during the year. You split with them. The win over Bellevue was huge for you this year in terms of enabling you to outlast Bellevue in the league race. You were ahead of them by one game when all is said and done. So that victory over them was a difference maker. So Bellevue came in, but you've often seen them in district play over the years, and you've seen them in league play, and they've had your number a little bit, but you got them this year, so you were thinking maybe things were going to turn around a little bit. Bellevue came out with a 68-55 win in the end, and they are the district champs, and will move ahead and play down in Wyoming Trinity Christian in the regionals. Falling short in that game when you guys had such high hopes, that had a sting a little bit last night, but... Well, tell us how that kind of happened. You guys led early, big, 14-2, still up halftime, 24-20. And, boy, things were going real well for you early, right?
Oh, yeah, real well. It was actually 15-2, not 14-2. Okay. yeah, things were going really well in the first quarter. You know, we came out with an incredible amount of energy. Shots were falling. But then second quarter happened. You know, we knew that they were going to make a run. We knew that they were going to come back, at least make it, you know. We knew it was going to get tight no matter what. That's not a team that's going to quit. But, you know, second quarter shots stopped falling a little bit for us, and then that kind of carried over in the third quarter, and they were able to, you know, they closed the gap in the second quarter, and they finally took a lead in the third quarter, and shots still weren't falling. It felt like our rim on our side of the court had a lid on it, quite literally. It was infuriating because we got a ton of great looks. I mean, I don't know how many layups were halfway down the bucket and just didn't go in. That stung.
They outscored you 21-9 in that third quarter. And often when Bellevue is doing that, it's because their pressure is getting you. But you're talking about how you guys were able to get the shots that you wanted to. It wasn't necessarily being bothered by their press. And it just wasn't your night in terms of shooting the ball. Is that kind of how that went there?
Yeah, that's really how it went. If you told me we were going to win the turnover battle and we were going to hold their bigs to under 20 points total, I would have said, where's the trophy?
Right, exactly, yeah.
But no, they're guards. I mean, that's who we wanted to, you know, if you had to pick a poison, we were going to choose it. Choose the guards to be the ones that beat us, and their guards went. I think it was Carson Dahlem and Seth Keeson were lights out from the perimeter, and, you know, we did a fantastic job on Levi Hughes and Chase Graham, and, guards got hot, man.
Those two guards had 22 points each, and you're right, that's not how you would forecast this one. They have the size advantage over you guys, and if they're going to beat you, it would have been the big guys to do it. And those two guards, talking to Coach Costello last night, it has been the key to the whole situation. They weren't in the game. They weren't on the team when you guys beat them the first time around. And when you guys lost them the second time around, they had rejoined the team, and they were, you know, in the program last year, but it didn't come out for the team this year. And that's the two guys that kind of got you again last night, so that was frustrating. But your guys, you had that balanced scoring once again. Colt Myers had 19 points in his final game as a senior. Yeah. Carter Deswick had 14. Lincoln Deswick and Jackson Deswick each had 11. And you didn't get the district title, but you do have a lot to congratulate yourselves for this season. 19 wins, league championship for the first time in a while, and a lot to look forward to with a good group of juniors next year. So you hang your head a little bit last night, but you don't have to hang your head very long because you guys had a lot to look back on in terms of a successful season. Right?
Right. You know, I mean, we had a great season. I think it was, I mean, Steve, don't murder me if I say this wrong. I think it was Matt that said last week, you know, a conference title, you know, you got to, that's the whole season long. A district, you just got to win 2-3 games.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, this one's going to sting for a little bit, but, you know, is super proud of what we did this season. And we have a great group of kids coming back, and we got a bunch of kids, younger kids, that are hungry, ready to get after it. And so I'm hoping that they can, you know, take the little bit of feeling that they got last night and use that as motivation to get in the weight room, get in the gym a little extra, you know. I mean, they know I'll be at the school, so.
And I think that's the trend for this group. Something you guys have been going forward. You know, they've all been a part of the varsity for such a long time and been moving and catch your league title this year. Yeah, maybe a little bit more next year. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit more about all that next week in our final Coach's Corner of the year. Next week when we all get together and wrap up the season and talk about the highlights, the key players, and all the people that can help the Saintsville Fighting Tiger program go. So thanks a lot, Coach, for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our final Coach's Corner of the season next Saturday. Please join us on WBCK 95.3 FM right here.